Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and with me on the phone today is Lauren Durbin of the LEAD Center for Performing Arts in Lincoln, Nebraska. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Renee?
I am so great. And let me just thank you again, you and Bill and everybody at the LEAD, for inviting us, myself and my friends, to the Tina Turner musical. That will be forever in our hearts and in our memories. I will never recover from it. It was amazing.
Oh, I'm so glad you all had such a wonderful time.
Oh, we did. You know, it was a girls' night out. We went to the Green Ghetto, which isn't very far from there.
Sure,
and
yep.
There is not a bad seat in that place at all. It was a Wednesday night, and I really didn't think, you know, it's Wednesday night. You're thinking, who's going to go out on a Wednesday night? That place was packed. It was packed.
Oh, and that show was a rock concert.
It was amazing. Those young girls that were playing the young Tina, I was just so impressed with. I mean, I would have been exhausted with this, all the amount of dancing and the energy that you could just feel coming off of them. It was incredible. And I really thank you guys.
That, I think, is the irreplaceable part of live performance, is the energy, right? There's that energy exchange between the performers on stage and the audience and everybody being so in person together, just an experience that will never be exactly the same ever again.
I could tell you one thing that really impressed me too, is that I saw all these farmers. I mean, guys wearing their long denim shirts and their baseball caps. I knew they were farmers because I grew up in a farm in this Nebraska area. And to see them, and they were all just standing, especially at the end there, their encore, nobody would sit down. We all stayed up and we're clapping. I was crying and laughing and singing. It was amazing. I can't give you guys enough credit. That what an ensemble. It was amazing.
Yes, and you make such a good point. Really, everybody is welcome at the LEAD. One of the things, like, sometimes I think there's a misconception that the arts are fancy or for certain kinds of people, and it's just truly not the case. It is for everyone to enjoy.
I didn't feel out of place in any way, shape, or form. My friends, we all still were talking about it. And then one of the ladies that I work with here at the radio station, Pat Schroeder, she went with her daughter on Saturday. And we were both talking. She goes, I just couldn't believe how amazing that was. So I'm sharing that with you and our listeners that, I mean, if they ever come, I mean, go to the LEAD. Check out thelead.org, you guys, what's going on. And that's why we're calling Lauren right now to bug her about what's coming up next at the LEAD.
Yes, let's talk about November, because it is a busy month at the LEAD Center. Kicking off November 2nd, which is a Sunday, with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. So they are straight from New York City. They play at Lincoln Center most of the time. And, of course, Wynton Marsalis is a living legend when it comes to jazz. He is, of course, a trumpeter. And they are a 15-member ensemble. And this is a bucket list item. Like, if you love jazz at all, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra is as good as you are going to get. And Wynton Marsalis has also been really part of LEAD Center history. He has played at the LEAD Center for most anniversary seasons and has been such a good friend and always spends so much time with students when he's in town, which we love. So that is Sunday, November 2nd. Come hear some jazz.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love that. Okay, what else do you got for us?
Something totally different. If you have children in your life, you have most likely heard of Dog Man. Dog Man, let me introduce you if you have not.
I have not.
This is a series of graphic novels, hugely popular graphic novels. Dog Man is the result of a science experiment. He has the head of a dog and the body of a policeman, and he is here to fight crime and chew the furniture. And they have made this hugely popular graphic novel series into a musical. And it is, and can I tell you, it is selling fast. Like, Dog Man is popular. It is such a fun family musical that is actually funny for adults, too. My kids are so excited about this one. They always kind of, you know, because I work at the LEAD Center, they get to pick what they want to see. And pretty much the one thing my kids agreed on this year was that everyone wanted to go to Dog Man.
Oh, that is awesome.
So, yes, if you have kids in your life, let them know there is a Dog Man musical
I will.
And you can come see it at the Lead Center.
I just thought it was something scary. You know, when you think of Dogman, oh, it's Halloween time. It's probably, I don't have young kids and I don't have grandkids yet either. So fingers crossed. But anyway, that sounds like a lot of fun. I do have friends with grandkids though. Maybe I could adopt a couple and go.
I think you should do that because it is funny for adults as well. One of those good kids shows that also is really enjoyable for the adults in the audience.
Good. Okay.
So that is November 9th. Then coming up November 13th, we're really excited about this one. The Soweto Gospel Choir is coming to the Lead Center, and they have been all over the world. They, you know, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys for multiple presidents all over, truly all over the world. And they do a program of South African freedom songs and spirituals and classics, and also the music of like Aretha Franklin and Harry Belafonte. And this is their concert called Peace. And they are just a spectacular ensemble of singers.
This sounds amazing. Now, when was this again? I missed that part. I'm sorry.
That one is Thursday, November 13th.
Okay. Well, that's perfect. So it's a one night only?
That one's a one night only.
Okay.
And so we're covering all the different genres of music this month. We also just announced that then on November 15th, we are hosting Havana's Big Latin Night. That's going to be an entire night of Latin jazz and salsa. Ooh. And just music that will definitely have you up and dancing. This is Andy William and the Nebraska All-Stars. And also Harana, they are Omaha and Lincoln-based Latin ensembles, and it is going to be a whole evening of Latin fusion that will definitely, you mentioned the standing and dancing.
Yeah.
This is a standing and dancing kind of concert.
Oh, I love that. It sounds like a good date night, too, you know, go to that. I mean, that'll get your blood pumping.
Absolutely.
All right.
And then we look forward to Christmas because we have a huge lineup of Christmas shows. Yo-Yo Ma kicks off, not a Christmas show, but Yo-Yo Ma kicks off December.
Okay.
And then Canadian Brass, A Christmas Story, Mannheim Steamroller. So start planning for the holidays as well.
Absolutely. And where can they go to look up what's happening and how to get tickets?
LeadCenter.org, LIED Center. Or you can call us. 402-472-4747.
All right. Well, Lauren, as always, it's a pleasure talking with you. Is there anything else that you have for our listeners today?
We just hope that you'll come see us. And also, tickets make amazing Christmas gifts. Not too soon to start talking about that. So if you're looking for something special, an experience to give people, head on over to our website and you know, think about some experiences, tickets you can, something you can do together.
Yes, I love experiences. That is amazing, Lauren.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again. And we'll be talking to you next month again. And I want to thank you again. How many times can I thank you? Can I thank you again? was amazing.
Thank you, Renee.
Oh, goodness. All right. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.